As consumers, one of the best things we can do to shrink our environmental footprint is eat lower on the food chain. Not eating animal products sharply reduces personal carbon footprints and has a number of health benefits, including lowering the risk of certain cancers, diabetes, and heart disease. But it's nearly Thanksgiving, and for most Americans, that means just one thing, turkey, along with the usual sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Vegans, though, have different choices for the Thanksgiving feast. So for the last 10 years, Pankaj Pradhan, chef and owner of the Red Lentil Restaurant in Watertown, Massachusetts, has been preparing a vegan Thanksgiving dinner for his customers. I went to Red Lentil to get a sneak peek at the menu and some advice for vegans at Thanksgiving. Pankaj is originally from India, where cows are sacred, and has been a lifelong vegetarian. He moved to Boston in 2000 and eventually opened a vegan restaurant. Today, Pankaj walks up and down his long, narrow kitchen, collecting the ingredients he'll need to make a couple sample vegan dishes.
Okay.
From knee-high refrigerators, he pulls out a bright green sauce and a container holding something that looks a bit like steak.
We'll be making two dishes. One is chimichurri seitan, and the other one is oyster mushroom calamari.
Okay, all right. Let's get started.
So this is the chimichurri seitan. Seitan is a protein substitute in vegan food. Seitan is made out of like high gluten wheat flour. And here, this is our mushroom gravy. We make it our own. This reminds me of having like steak and mashed potatoes with brown gravy.
So Thanksgiving is just around the corner now. Is this something that you think would substitute for turkey and mashed potatoes? Would that do the job?
Yes. Especially for the harvest dinner, which is Thanksgiving dinner, I try not to use too much of processed meat substitute like seitan, tofu, or tempeh. So what I do is instead I take produces or vegetables which has a more meaty textures like mushrooms, lentils. So what we do is we use like big lobster mushroom. It gives very close texture to you having a meat. Same thing with the legumes. If you add the legumes with any kind of nuts to it, you feel like you are having the same texture if you are a big meat eater. So once it's nicely coated and pan-seared on one end, we just flip it, sprinkle a little bit more oil, and then at the same time, we'll take the mashed potatoes. So you normally put cream, butter, all kind of good things in your Thanksgiving mashed potato. What we do as a vegan, we find these replicates of butter, which is soy margarine. It exactly does what a butter does. Same thing with milk, like instead of cream, we have coconut cream. We have almond cream. We have cashew cream. It's almost ready, chimichurri seitan. So we take it in a plate. First, what we do is put the mashed potatoes. And then once you see that the seitan, they are nicely pan-seared, you just lay it off next to the mashed potatoes. And then we'll warm up some mushroom gravy. As you can see, there are mushrooms, chunks of mushroom here on the mushroom gravy. And the best part of making good gravy in a vegan world is nutritional yeast. It's a big secret I'm sharing with you. So,
what is nutritional yeast? What exactly is that?
It has a very powdery, cheesy texture. So anything which is not very flavorful, if you put the nutritional yeast to it, it gives a little cheesy taste to it. All right, so once you see that it's nice and hot, we're gonna just pour the gravy on top of the mashed potato, in between the mashed potatoes and the seitan's, chimichurri seitan. And the last component which goes on top of it is the chimichurri sauce, which is made out of green herbs like parsley, scallions, and sometimes we use cilantro with a little bit of olive oil and garlic.
So
The other thing which we will make will be the oyster mushroom calamari. You see the mushroom? It's already been braided with the gluten-free breadcrumbs. And if you look at the mushroom, the way we took it apart, it'll remind you of like a squid.
So they're in like a long strip, sort of like calamari. Yeah.
Exactly. So before we fry it, we make sure that the oil is nice and hot. Gently drop it on the hot oil. Just be sure not to burn yourself.
So November 1st was World Vegan Day. Do you think that that's a good time to have like a vegan day, you know, the same month as Thanksgiving? And what do you think of that idea in general?
The whole reason behind it is this is the time things are done like harvest-wise. Harvest is done from the field. I think personally that was the concept behind calling like harvest dinner or Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, actually, because, I mean, the harvest has nothing to do with animals or animal products. The harvest is about produce and squash and whatever's in season right now.
Cultivations, yes. Like, what do you grow from where you are? It depends. Obviously, in New England, you cannot grow too many things in November. All right, so your oyster mushroom is ready. So what we will do is put some kind of, like, mixed greens on the plate. And then you basically lay it off like a bed on top of the greens. And then we make a caper aioli sauce, which we drizzle it on top of the calamari. And voila, there you go.
It looks very much like calamari. It looks delicious, actually.
Well, I think you should first try it and then give me your opinion. What do you think?
Oh, I will. You don't have to ask me twice. I will definitely try one. Will you join me?
I already ate, but I might grab a piece.
Okay. I think people think vegan food is you're eating like a rabbit. You know, all you eat is salad. But this is the opposite of that. This looks delicious and really filling, you know.
So does that change your opinion about vegan Thanksgiving dinner now?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm on board. I do like mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey and all that. But, you know, I'm open-minded for sure.
That's a good start for now.
But I'm going to have a bite. Mmm. It's really good. The seitan is actually really meaty. Like, it's chewy.
Yes, it's meat not, substitute, yes.
Yeah, like tofu is more mushy than this, you know.
It's, yes, it is. And very delicate to cook, tofu.
I mean, it's a lot more nuanced. I mean, let's be real. Thanksgiving dinner is delicious, but it's gravy. It's very heavy. It's very butter. And this has a lot of nuance.
Well, the good thing about you being a vegan is you got to try all the spices. You're not very limited just to steak sauce.
It seems like being vegetarian, or specifically being vegan, it forces you to be more creative.
Yes, it does.
So let's try the calamari now, too. It's really good. It's chewy. Not nearly as chewy as calamari, but I think that's a good thing.
You have to have a perfect timing to fry the calamari. When you over-fry it, it gets rubbery, chewy. Same thing with the mushrooms.
And so we have this delicious dinner, but I mean, Thanksgiving typically ends with pie, a lot of pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie, which is of course made with butter in the crust, and the pumpkin pie is made with eggs and milk, condensed milk. What do you do for dessert here?
We have substitute for everything. We have all kind of binding agents, which are taken out from the trees, taken out from the flowers, taken out from the greens. So we don't have to use eggs anymore. So I'll give you my secret for this year. I'm making it, since it's Thanksgiving, you have to have something with pumpkin. So I'm making a chocolate pumpkin mousse cake. And the other one which I am doing will be the upside down apple tart. You have to have a tart in Thanksgiving.
Well, it sounds great. It kind of makes me wish I was coming here for dinner.
Hey, you are always welcome to come here anytime.
Well, thank you so much for showing me around and giving me some ideas for a vegan Thanksgiving.
You are welcome.
On a personal note, I've eaten red meat 3 times in the last 25 years, and I've gone through brief phases of vegetarianism, but a vegan diet has always seemed so difficult and limiting. But maybe not. I think if I could eat Prankaj's food every day, I would do just fine as a vegan, especially if it involves that chocolate pumpkin mousse cake. Pankaj has kindly shared 2 of his vegan recipes with us. To check them out, go to our website, loe.org.